I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, everyone? It's the Points Guy, Brian Kelly, and welcome to the first of two very special episode drops of Talking Points. It's unofficially Delta Week, so we're going to be bringing you two episodes with senior Delta execs digging into a ton of new changes. Now, if you're a Delta Amex co-branded cardholder or even just a casual Delta flyer, you're going to want to pay close attention to this one. Today, we've got breaking news on the credit card front. Sandeep Dubey, who runs Delta's SkyMiles program and a bunch of other things, and Eva Rita from American Express swung by the TPG offices in New York City to discuss the latest details on their announcement to relaunch their entire Delta Amex card portfolio. And then on Wednesday of this week, make sure you tune in to the second episode of Delta Week with none other than Delta CEO Ed Bastian. We got to sit down with him at the Skift Global Forum in New York. It's the largest creative business forum in the global travel industry, so kind of a big deal. So make sure you are subscribed to Talking Points and follow along at thepointsguy.com to learn more. And now, let's get to it. Episode 1 with SkyMiles and American Express on Delta Week. Welcome to this episode of Talking Points. I'm your host, Brian Kelly, the Points Guy. And today, we have a lot of exciting news about one of the most popular airline co-branded credit card partnerships out there. Recently, American Express and Delta announced a new long-term partnership. And with that are coming some big changes to their portfolio of 7 Delta American Express credit cards. I'd like to thank Sandeep Dubey, who's responsible for the SkyMiles program, in addition to their partnerships and also Delta Vacations, which we'll get to in this. And I'd also like to welcome Eva Rita, a veteran of American Express. She has managed their important co-brand relationships from Delta to Hilton and Starwood. RIP Starwood. I miss them. Those were some great cards. Thank you both for joining us here today. I'm going to start with you, Sandeep. Why are you excited about all the changes that you're announcing today on the co-brands?
Well, Brian, first off, thanks for having us out here. This is truly an exciting day for Delta and for American Express and for all those SkyMiles members out there. This is a massive relaunch of our credit cards. What we've done is a big infusion of rewards. We've made the rewards even richer, and we've elevated the benefits related to travel experience. All of this is based on almost a year's worth of customer research. And Brian, you know this. I've been in the credit card industry for over 15 years, and I've been also been a lifelong traveler, just like you. In my opinion, what we've launched with is a set of products that are unmatched out there.
When doing research on your frequent flyers, how did American Express and Delta team up? Because you both have your very rich data on your customer segments. And how did you kind of combine and come to the table with all these different options and say, this is what's best? Eva, did you do specific focus groups with Amex customers and then you did it with Delta and then you came and sat down and said, this could work?
So one of the things that's fantastic about this partnership, I think, is that it is truly a partnership. And we do everything together. And that includes talking to existing customers we have, customers that we don't yet have, and future customer sets that we might imagine for a product set we are just creating, and we'll go after those folks with great value propositions. So, Brian, we went at it completely together, focus groups, quantitative research, and we spoke to lots of customers and lots of segments. Early travelers who are just getting going in their travel journey and travel career and just started traveling, all the way to the uber frequent flyers. They might be SkyMiles members already. They might just be thinking about joining SkyMiles and certainly thinking about and or already owning one of our cards.
There have been a lot of big changes with these products. When talking to our editorial team, I think the 4 key themes that we saw, one that I was the most surprised with, that, and we'll get talking to on certain cards, Delta co-branded cardholders will have access to the Centurion clubs, which I found very interesting, and we'll get into that. The second is that the boost on spend no longer includes redeemable miles, but there are certain situations for high spenders to get even more MQMs, and I'm curious about that. We see some annual fee increases across the board, some bigger than others, and then the biggest to offset those RDM, you know, redeemable miles, spend thresholds, we see across the board increased earning capabilities in certain categories. You know, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about the Sapphire Reserve in the marketplace being more popular than ever. Was this really a reaction to the popularity of those transferable cards and even your own Platinum card?
So what I would say on this, Brian, is the one thing that's great about and common between American Express and Delta is our ability to focus on the customer. The research that Eva just mentioned that we did in a joint fashion enabled us to carve out very specific customer segments. There's a segment of travelers, the ones who travel the most frequently, who absolutely love an elevated travel experience. For example, in the Reserve card, that's basically tailored to customers who love to travel very frequently. The access to the club, the Centurion Lounge, the two Sky Club passes so that you can bring your lovers in, that's very specifically targeted to people who want that elevated experience. And it's the same around the status boost. You mentioned that the status boost around the Reserve card is more powerful. Mm-hmm. Well, it's more powerful very intentionally. Just one fun fact for you. Even before you step on the plane, you can earn gold medallion status through the Reserve card, just purely based on the MQM boost and the MQD waiver, right? So all of this is specifically tailored to an elevated travel experience. And then you move on to the Platinum card, and that's about value, right?
Let's start from the top and work our way down. So the Delta Reserve card, the traditional, you know, you spend $30,000, you get 15,000 miles and MQMs, you spend another 30. So for a max earning of 30,000 redeemable and 30,000 MQMs, starting with these new changes, you no longer earn the redeemable mile bonuses because there are other earned categories, which we'll get to. But the fact at $30,000, $60,000, $90,000, and $120,000, you earn 15,000 MQMs at each of those levels, which is doubling the elite power on this card, which is pretty big. Do you worry about, and do other elite members worry about the dilution of elite benefits with so many, ostensibly more people getting into the elite perks? Are you confident that Delta is going to be able to deliver that experience?
We've done our research on this and we've looked at, we've played out the scenarios into the future. We are very, very comfortable to say that there will be no dilution to the existing medallions who are already in their current statuses. There won't be that. This is all about giving more value back to an even broader set of consumers.
And so going through the lounge access, this is, you know, on the Reserve card, in addition to getting the access to Delta clubs when flying Delta, you also get two Sky Club one-time passes for bringing guests. And Eva, this is really, you know,
it's a first.
This is a first. So you are going to allow Delta Reserve cardholders into the Centurion Club, but only when flying Delta.
The customer experience and this elevated travel journey that Sandeep was describing was really top of mind, particularly for Reserve customers for us. They love the Sky Club, right? And we knew that that was something that not only did we need to keep, but if there was some way to build on that, customers would be very, very excited. And of course, one of American Express's greatest assets is their Centurion Club mm-hmm. network. And we are very excited to have it, and we're very excited to share it. And I think for this customer set, not only is it meaningful, but it also is another testament to the partnership and things that we're doing together. Why shouldn't our Reserve customers have access to both?
Well, I think one thing Platinum cardholders might say is, you know, overcrowding. Recently, you know, Amex did put in rules about arrival access and, you know, at certain times, only allowing people 3 hours prior to departure. I do know Amex has been expanding the lounges. I love the Miami Expanded Lounge and in Seattle. And there's a bunch of new lounges coming online. What would you say to existing Platinum and Centurion cardholders who say, wait a minute, are the lounges going to become way more overcrowded?
Yeah, I think our expansion is what we're focused on. And similar to Sandeep, what you said about some of the elevated experiences on Reserve within the Sky Miles program, we've checked this out very carefully too and made sure that customers were going to get the service that they deserved in terms of access and how that lounge experience works. And the expansion is the key here. And we absolutely now have these customers in our plans too, as we're building our expansion footprint. And we're just going to continue to lean into that and offer more and more options.
Especially thinking about LaGuardia, Delta, the terminal is separate from where the Centurion Club is. Do you anticipate Delta flyers coming to Centurion and then making the transfer? And is that transfer going to be easier once the whole construction is finished there?
Yeah, so that I actually don't know, Brian. So I can't answer that for you. But I think one of the things we'll see is we know from our research that our customers find this benefit incredibly valuable. We will see when we put this in market exactly how customers use it. And we're going to continue to check in with them. And then we'll adjust our plans. We'll continue to have the expansion plans be influenced by what those customers tell us. And
well,
we'll learn.
I think this clearly means there's got to be a Centurion Lounge in Atlanta coming, right?
Well, I certainly don't know anything about that.
I had to ask, So then on the reserve card, we see Delta earning go from 2 to 3X. You know, with some of the other cards we'll get into, we see supermarkets and restaurants that won't be added for reserve. What was the thinking behind that?
And again, the thinking is what consumers in that segment want. Mm-hmm. And they were very focused on get me to higher status from a Medallion perspective and give me that elevated travel experience. And for us, it was bundling together benefits that made a lot of sense to a lot of people who had the reserve card. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this was about.
And so that's where things like the $100 TSA and Global Entry fee credit comes from, right? Back to the elevated travel experience. Even more miles when you're flying Delta, which these customers do very, very often. So now that's 3X. We've got the lounge passes, as you mentioned, so that, again, you can travel with a companion. There's definitely a theme, including the more boosts that we've already talked
about. And just a little story for you, Brian, of why I feel even more confident about this. Well, I wouldn't say even more confident. I was already confident. Yeah. We were already confident about these changes. But just another story that relates to the reason why we made this change. I was walking into your offices today, and I met Scott, who's on your team. And Scott was, when he met, he already, of course, knows about these changes, and he was talking about the changes. And he was analyzing the cars to figure out how can he make it to the next level of status. And he has, I know he has,
This is his first year at TPG. I'm trying to get him the diamond.
So there you go. Again, just live example, case in point, focus is on getting to a higher status.
Yeah. I think Scott even put in his contract, you must get me to diamond every year.
And the one thing I'd add, actually, before we move on to the other products, is we should remember that these products in the product line also have small business versions.
Yep.
So that's another aspect of really checking in with customers. Small businesses think about these products a little bit differently. And some things are the same. They're very interested in things like status and lounge access when they travel. But now we've added specific accelerators and miles purchases on large transactions, which businesses make. And so we've differentiated in this direction too.
So you're going to offer a 1.5, so a 50% boost on everyday spend when a small business with the reserve card spends $150,000. Is that retroactive, or does that 1.5 kick in after the $150,000 in spend?
It'll be after they hit the $150,000.
I have to ask, I don't know who wants to answer it. So, you know, Delta owns a 7% stake in Clear. We've had Clear's CEO on this podcast. Everyone loves Clear. Delta, you know, in all of your airports, you were the first to offer it for free and discounted to elite members. So I was hoping to see, you know, especially since four frequent flyers, which most of your co-brand cardholders are, that you could use that $100 Global TSA pre or Clear. Is there a reason why you didn't add the Clear redemption as an option for those who may already have TSA pre?
First off, I want to say that the Clear benefit, like you mentioned, is loved by our SkyMiles members, especially the Diamonds who basically travel so often and they can use that benefit. As you already mentioned, our Diamond Medallion members through the SkyMiles program get free access to Clear. So their Clear fee is covered. What we wanted to ensure as we built the benefits for the relaunch was to ensure that there wasn't any significant overlap of benefits. And one way of doing that was to ensure, hey, most of the Diamonds, which are a huge population that actually carry the reserve card, already have that benefit. How can we provide them incremental benefits versus benefits that simply overlap with what they already have?
For the future, my readers will hate me if I don't say, well, at least add it as an option down the line. That could be an exciting refresh, just to give people more options, because Clear is awesome and it's expanding. And let's just get back into what's not changing. So the companion tickets that come with reserve, or actually I know Scott and others in this office like being able to use that even for domestic first class. So same fare classes on those tickets and same redemption, everything.
Yes, that's a benefit that again, our card members love, and we're going to continue on with those benefits.
And that benefit, I mean, it's a pretty open fare classes, and if you find something in an eligible fare class, the companion ticket, you know, is just TSA, you know, the $5.60 fee or whatever the actual fees are is what you pay per leg for the companion.
Yeah, it's a very normal fee around, I think it's, I believe it's around taxes and a couple of other things, but it's a great benefit. You get it upon renewal of the card. And again, if you're a Reserve card member and you haven't utilized that benefit, I would highly encourage you to try it out.
Yeah, I mean, that benefit alone. I mean, so, and the annual fee is increasing on the Reserve from $450 to $550?
Right. Yes.
So as with any change in credit cards, we always recommend look at what you spend on, look at how much you value elite status. But, you know, especially with the companion ticket staying, it can be very easy to recoup that $550, you know, with those immediately available benefits, including Sky Club, which how much does Sky Club cost if you actually pay for it?
I was going to do some quick math for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So the annual fee goes up by $100. You have a $100 credit that's new towards Global Entry or TSA PreCheck. You have the access to the Centurion Lounge. On top of that, you have two Delta Sky Club passes, which in the past when we offered them were $59 each per entry. And then on top of that, you talk about the additional 1 mile per dollar on Delta purchases because it went from 2 to 3. You add all of that up, it's going to be a no-brainer.
Right, plus the Sky Club access in and of itself, right, which you guys
price
at $545 on its own.
Yep.
Right, so when you do all that math and add it up.
Starting October 1st, there will be some new changes on the sign-up bonuses, which we can't announce here today, but as a partner of American Express, we will have all of those deals for you, so just visit thepointsguy.com/deltacards to find out all of the new sign-up bonuses on these cards. And I think one of the interesting things is these benefits don't go into effect until January 30th, 2020.
That's right, but to your point, we're running a special offer fourth quarter this year. So we'll all talk more about that when we get a little bit closer. But the benefits, if you have the card already today, or you get it fourth quarter or anytime between here and January 2020, what's going to happen is the cards will automatically change. So there's really no reason to wait.
And there's no reason to wait. And if you get the card in Q4, you're locked in at the lower annual fee because the annual fee won't reset until January 3rd.
Renewal.
All right, let's move on to the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. We are seeing 2x on restaurants, 2x earn on supermarkets, and then 3x at eligible hotels, and 3x on Delta purchases. So pretty robust increase in categories. And now what we're losing here, high level, is at currently Platinum members, they'll still earn the MQMs, but you're losing that 20K redeemable miles at 50,000 in spend and in lieu of getting those higher everyday earns, but you will still get the MQMs. I'm curious, what are eligible hotels?
I mean, any of the hotel chains and any of the major brands that you would normally see.
Oh, so as long as it codes as
a
hotel.
Exactly. It's okay. Just an industry code. And so anytime that you're traveling, the idea here, right, is that we're going to go ahead and make sure that the travel journey through the airport, on Delta, all of that is as fabulous as it can be. And then we want to add these accelerators because we want to make sure you're earning as much as you can toward that next trip. And what more logical category than when we're traveling? Obviously, we're staying at hotels, and whether that's vacation or business, it seemed like a high interest area.
I was waiting for the caveat of like, you know, no offense, only Delta Vacations or something. You know, sometimes card companies will add these very restrictive parameters. So that's actually great that it's actually, you know, as long as it's coded as a hotel.
Yeah. And Brian, the consumer need behind this was very clear. They said, give us more ways and new ways to earn more miles. And what I would also state is you have to look at the whole ecosystem of the SkyMiles credit card and the SkyMiles program. That's your consumer. The consumer gets both benefits. And if you look at what we do in the SkyMiles program with the miles that you get for travel on Lyft, through Airbnb, you apply that as an ecosystem. There are many more activities that are everyday activities for which you can earn more miles.
Mm-hmm. And the annual fee from this goes to $195 to $250. And we still, once again, get the companion ticket, which is available on select coach fares within the U.S., right?
Yes, you still get that companion ticket. You still get priority boarding in main cabin one. You also get the $100 credit towards Global Entry and TSA PreCheck.
You know, lounge access, it's going, you know, $29 to enter the Sky Club. It will increase to $39 per visit. Well, Delta Platinum, and I know I get this all the time with Centurion lounges. People say, well, I have Delta Platinum. Can I pay to get into the Centurion lounge? Because you used to have it was $50 for all Amex cardholders, and now that was taken away, correct, with the whole changing of the rules?
Yeah, the intention here is very much to offer this to, and the Centurion Lounge specifically, yeah, to reserve customers, and it's not meant to be purchased, right? This is a perk that we're excited to offer some of the most frequent travelers, but it is a perk, not something you can buy.
What are you excited about? You know, the Centurion Lounge is different than a Delta Sky Club. What would you say to a new reserve cardholder who's excited to visit a Centurion Lounge for the first time, like the high-level experience that someone can expect when you visit?
These lounges, and I would say this about both Sky Club and Centurion Lounges, this is a place to get some peace and quiet, to grab a snack, recharge, charge your devices. So literally, you're recharging, your devices are recharging. It's a place that you can get a little bit peace and quiet, whether you've got a layover and you're there for an extended period of time, or you're just running in to get a quick snack before you you jump on a flight. It's meant to be a refuge, and I think from sort of maybe the crowds and the gates and those kinds of things, that, and I think both the clubs work
that way. I can say that I've had much more than just a quick snack. The meals are actually,
yes,
restaurant quality, and the cocktails are great. No up fees for that. So highly recommend visiting the Centurion Lounge. And just to be clear, too, on that, there are no guests involved with the Delta Reserve. It's just the primary cardholder.
That's right.
Will Delta Reserve cardholders start getting invited to, like, the Platinum House at Coachella or other experiential events? Or is this really meant to be limited to just the Centurion Lounge?
So right now we've made a decision that we're going to bring our lounge footprints together to offer to reserve customers. Back to this point about we're always checking in with customers, we're going to see what they say next, and we're going to continue that dialogue and see what they're interested in, what we can offer. That is not in the plan right at this moment, but I don't know, that may change in the future.
Cool. And then just moving to the business platinum card, the key changes there, 3X on hotels and Delta. And instead of the 2X at supermarket and restaurants, it's a 1.5 spend on purchases of 5K or more, which somewhat mirrors the business platinum card charge product, which gives that 50% points bonus. And just the thought there being that small businesses have big expenditures and you'd want to encourage that spend.
Yeah, and we want to reward them for it. You know, businesses are very focused on earning miles as well, but they spend differently than consumers. And ideally, many small business owners also have the consumer product, right? We have, lots of folks that have both. But the bottom line is businesses spend differently, and we want to recognize that.
Awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now. I'll see you in a minute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So moving on to the Delta Gold Card, this card we see the least annual fee change from $95 to $99, and we see earning of 2X at supermarkets and restaurants in addition to Delta Earn, and $100 Delta flight credit.
This card, it's the customer segment. They're people who don't travel that often, and what they're looking for is value in the card that will enable them to take that vacation with their family. The enhancements are delivering on value in two forms. One is more miles. So you have 2x miles at US supermarkets, and you also have 2 miles at restaurants around the world. The other way we deliver value is basically through the up to $100 credit towards a Delta flight once somebody spends over 10K on this card.
And is that $10,000 spent, is that a calendar year or card member year?
Calendar year. We wanted to make it easy for the customer, and calendar year is always easier.
I agree with that. Now, one of the key things here is that Delta Gold card members will lose that discounted access to the Sky Clubs. Clearly, I think here you're you're pushing for anyone who really wants lounge access to get into that Platinum or Reserve product.
And I think these are the customers, again, who told us that these benefits were more important, and adding accelerators for these everyday earn categories and jumpstarting them to a flight with $100 or up to $100 in value for a Delta flight is of great value. The other thing that we aren't talking about, but that remains true about all these products, but particularly our gold customers love, is free bags, right? So much of the value of the products also comes in from every time you check in for a flight and get that free bag.
That's a really good point. And just reiterate, this free check bag can be hundreds of dollars a year because it's for the cardholder plus up to how many traveling companions?
So up to 8 companions, so a total of 9 travelers on the same itinerary.
And how much is a bag? I haven't paid for a check bag in many moons. How much is like a regular check bag on a domestic flight these days? I know
if you look at domestic and international, it could be up to $60 one way, so up to $120 round trip.
But even for most domestic trips at the $30 fee one way, that adds up very quickly. So even if you're flying once or twice a year with check bags, this card can be a no-brainer. But, you know, I know you're getting rid of the medallion qualifying waiver on the gold, but I think the clear message here is if you're into elite status or lounge access, paying for the Platinum or Reserve is the easy win here.
Yeah, it's clearer segmentation of our products based on customer needs that we've identified through the research. It should enable our customers to take an easier decision of which card they want. And then once they select that card, they're going to get greater value through the rewards. And if they're looking for that elevated travel experience, they'll get a richer, more elevated travel experience.
You know, the Delta Blue card, which you got, which is a relatively new card, the no annual fee product. How has that been received? Is that a popular product, or do you have it there just for the sake of having a no annual fee card? This, by the way, gets 2x on restaurants and then allows you to that pay with miles.
Yeah. We launched this card in 2017. So as you said, it's newish. Customers who are just starting to travel, they're just getting going. Maybe they're taking their first trips. They maybe have recently joined Sky Miles. This is an exciting way to get started. And I think we're also seeing customers then graduate to other products.
So not only is it a no annual fee, you remove the foreign transaction fees, which thank you.
That's right.
I always hate that when there are foreign transaction fees on a travel card. And then also the double on restaurants is no longer just U.S. That's worldwide.
They're worldwide restaurants now.
So
that's right.
You can now say on all 7 Delta, Amex, co-brands, no foreign transaction fees. And any restaurant that's coded as such, worldwide. Awesome. Recently on this podcast, United announced their new Plus Points program, which allows their elite flyers to redeem their upgrade instruments in a much more easy manner on both online and app. One of the things our Delta frequent flyers have told us is that they have trouble redeeming those instruments and even understanding availability. Do you have anything going on to make those upgrades easier to do online?
Yeah, so Brian, first off, just for our listeners, our Platinum Medallions, they get the ability to choose regional upgrade certificates once they qualify for Platinum status through our Choice Benefits program. And our Diamond Medallions get to choose either regional upgrade certificates or global upgrade certificates as part of our Choice Benefits program. Those benefits are coveted benefits. Our customers absolutely love them. They deliver incredible value and experience. There's one thing that we know that our members want more from us, which is the ability to search for availability easier, especially online, and the ability to make the redemption easier as well. And we are very focused on that. What my promise on this is we'll keep you posted on this.
I think Delta has led the way, you know, for better or worse, depending on what side of the aisle, on dynamic pricing, right? Matching the cost of the flight to how many miles needed. A lot of consumers have viewed that as, you know, a devaluation of the currency. I've talked with other loyalty leaders. They see it differently. How do you see Delta and your pricing strategy? Like, how would you explain it to consumers who may say, why I don't have these award charts anymore? I don't know what to expect when it comes time to redeem.
This is one of the best steps that we have taken. We measure satisfaction of our loyalty members, and their satisfaction in their in terms of the value that they get out of redeeming miles has gone up significantly since we moved towards dynamic pricing. So that's metric number one. Metric number two is the average price of a redemption has gone down since we launched dynamic pricing. Typically, for a given broad region, the way award charts work is we have one singular pricing for that whole region. That's the way award charts historically work. And typically what airlines used to do was they would pick the routes where they were giving the most value to consumers and then convert that into miles and say that's the number of miles for which you can redeem in that given region. So really you were picking the higher price points and then basing the award charts based on that. By moving to a dynamic award pricing, on an average what we've been able to do is actually lower the pricing on routes in terms of awards redemptions. And that's enabled us to deliver more value back to our consumers.
Have you seen a trend more, especially with your new premium economy product, are people redeeming more for economy and premium economy? Because I do have to say, I mean, the Delta pricing from New York to Europe this summer was a little bit shocking, you know, 320,000 miles on certain flights. That being said, the routes that I was looking at, the flights were almost sold out. So, you're running a business. You have shareholders first and foremost. So as frustrating as it is as a points person, you know, it's better to have the ability to use $320,000 on an $8,000 flight than not at all, which is the old system when people used to hate with blackout dates and either saver or nothing. And I try explaining that to people that you can earn miles now more than ever before. So
I think you said it well, Brian. It's about giving consumers the ability to earn more miles. And we're certainly giving miles out in many more ways than ever before, including the announcement from today. We're creating more price points for customers to be able to redeem across the board. The one thing that we haven't mentioned here today is a big development that we launched in December of last year, which is the ability to use your miles once you've already purchased a ticket to upgrade into a cabin. Mm-hmm. And the response from our customers on that capability has been beyond our wildest expectations. What I would say is, of course, our medallions like that benefit, but what it's done is it's democratized the ability of our SkyMiles members to get value out of their miles. We are seeing many more SkyMiles members, Silver Medallion members, basically members who don't earn as many miles in a given year. It's created much more utility for their miles and delivered much more value back to them. And that's been a very, very positive development.
You also had the Sky Clubs, and while I agree, Delta has made incredible investments in product and the culture and even the cabins, even on older planes, you feel like you're flying a brand new plane, the Wi-Fi, IFE. I fly all carriers, and I really, and our readers also, you know, have voted Delta SkyMiles the best loyalty program, so congratulations, and the best co-brand. You guys took home quite a bit of awards last year at the awards. The one area, you know, the Sky Clubs, in comparison to, you know, United Polaris, which has that dedicated premium for only business class travelers, and even American, who has their flagship dining experience and flagship lounges, it appears the Sky Clubs, a one-size-fits-all approach, is behind its competitors. What do you have coming up to really serve that Delta One premium lounge experience? Do you plan to segment the lounges for only business class travelers? What's the strategy there?
It's a great question, Brian. At least for today, there's nothing I have to announce or talk about. Yes, we are, of course, focused on our Delta One customers, our most premium customers as well. But that's more of a conversation for the future. What I will say is when you look at our ecosystem of Delta Sky Clubs, and we have over 50 of them, the experience that we are delivering across that ecosystem, and this year we're going to have 17 million customers visiting our clubs, right? And it's growing at a double-digit rate. The experience that we continue to deliver, the elevation in food, the elevation in service, and the elevation in the design and the atmosphere we create in the clubs that we're creating, especially the new ones. Hopefully you visited DCA or Austin. Those are my two favorite ones.
I haven't, but my employees have, and they look really nice.
They look amazing, yeah. Right? So the amount of investment we are making in our overall Sky Club network is just tremendous. And that investment is only gaining momentum. So there's going to be more to see for you. Nothing to be announced today, though.
And final question for you, Eva. Well, final business question. I have a couple of fun ones to end with. So we recently had American Express CMO Elizabeth Rutledge on the podcast. And I think today we talked specifically about the Delta perks. But what would you say to someone listening, in addition to the great partnership you have, like the power of being an American Express cardholder, the backing of Amex, like why should someone consider getting one of these co-branded cards now more than ever?
One of the reasons these two brands have come together and this is a true partnership is because the customer focus that we've talked about today, but also the focus on service. And that is always the thing that I talk about when I get asked a question along those lines. It is incredibly important for all of the colleagues that work at American Express that experience is the focus, customer insight is the focus, And as we talk about the powerful backing of American Express in all of our campaigns, we are deeply sincere about that. And it is about everything from providing seamless digital experiences wherever we can, which these products absolutely are no exception, all the way through to any problem solving a customer might need, and all of the services and benefits that deliver the maximum value. And in particular for this product line, although I would say it's true for American Express overall, we're always focused on accelerating rewards for customers to make sure that they're getting value that way. In this case, we're very focused on not only experience with the card, but the travel experience, and that is always a second pillar. And anywhere we can, we also want to deliver value through savings. And this product line, through free bags and TSA credits and all of those benefits that we've talked about, also hits it on that pillar.
Final questions, Sandeep. Delta has a huge route network. What is your favorite route to take to get away from it all?
I absolutely love Japan.
Same.
Yeah. So anything that takes me to Japan and, you know, the culture, the experiences, I just love to spend time there. So that's basically any flight that goes to Japan is my favorite.
Especially congrats on all your new Haneda slots.
Yes.
True story, when I quit Morgan Stanley to pursue the Points Guy full time, I left my cubicle in Times Square, went straight to JFK, and I flew to Tokyo and for 6 days by myself and explored the city. I knew my life was changing dramatically. This little blog all of a sudden was growing at a crazy rate. And it probably is one of the most transformational trips of my life. So I completely agree. What about you, Eva? What's your ultimate destination?
So that's a hard call. I love old stuff. So for me, any place there's a dig, there's ruins, mm-hmm. there's old castles, like that's kind of my gig. Maybe I'd pick a place like Rome.
Sandeep and Eva, thank you so much for joining us today. I know a ton goes into these products behind the scenes, and we appreciate you spending the time to go over them with us. And for more information on all of these cards, you can go to thepointsguy.com/Delta cards. Safe travels. Many thanks to Sandeep Dubey from Delta SkyMiles and Eva Rita from Amex for taking the time out to share their super exciting news for you guys. Make sure you check out all the details on thepointsguy.com/Delta cards. And stay tuned on Wednesday, the episode dropping right after this one, for our exclusive interview with the CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian. Such a great guy. Special thanks to my team at TPG, Christy Matsui, my assistant, Scott Mayerowitz on our editorial team, and Nat Rowe on our video/podcast team. Our music is by Breakmaster Cylinder, and this episode was produced by Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin, the best team in podcasting. I'm Brian Kelly. Safe travels.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.